The best of both conventional and alternative medicine. It's the Dr. Holly Lucille Show. Here's Dr. Holly.
Hi, thanks for listening and welcome to the show. I'm so excited to bring on my first guest. I'm going to get right to it because, in my opinion, acne, gosh, it is probably one of the most difficult things that I see in my practice to treat. I think there is a very comprehensive story about it. I think there's an outside job, obviously, because you see those blemishes on the outside of the skin. A lot of times, though, I'm looking for the inside job, which is the contributing factors. But I have somebody to help me with this. Her name is Antonia Balfour. She's a licensed acupuncturist and herbalist specializing in the holistic treatment of skin disorders, which is awesome. She is the co-founder and clinical director of the Oasis Palisades, a health and wellness center on the west side of Los Angeles. Her dermatology practice, yes, she has a specialty in dermatology, so that's pretty amazing, focuses on combining the wisdom of traditional Chinese medicine with modern research. You cannot get it any better than that. Please welcome Antonia. How are you?
I'm great, Holly. Thanks so much for having me on.
Yes. Okay. So five holistic ways to treat acne. Our viewers, listeners, and they might be viewing if they're on the internet looking around on Radio MD, definitely want to hear this. So can you describe your practice and what it means to use herbs to heal the skin?
Sure. Basically, for anyone with moderate to severe skin problems, I primarily prescribe internal herbs. So these herbs are taken as a tea. And to heal at the core, we believe that it has to happen from within. So I prescribe Chinese herbal blends that will have anywhere from 12 to 18 ingredients. And together with that, we use topical products that are natural botanical ingredients that speed up healing and provide better results more quickly.
You know, I think that's amazing because I always say that skin disorders are an inside-outside job. There is, of course, the barrier issue.
Absolutely.
When you talk about the skin itself, but then working inside. So how do you treat acne?
Well, for me, the most important thing is for treatment to be individualized. So different herbs are used for facial redness, for example, than you'd use for oily skin, or for hormonal acne. You'd use different herbs, you know, than for acne that comes from eating problems, or, you know, acne on the chest and the back is treated differently than face acne. So I not only look at people's skin, but I also ask about their other symptoms like digestion or stress, mood, periods, all the other things that come into play to treat the whole person and target exactly what's going on with them and what's showing up on the skin.
Excellent. And I think that's such an important point, the individuality of people. You know, I think that sometimes I think this is the information age. I call it the misinformation age sometimes because I know that people are out there, they're on Dr. Google trying to just get help. You know, people want help for things that they've got going on. And then sometimes if you can't settle down and partner with an astute practitioner like you who treats the individual, then they're going to fall short with their efforts. And I hate to see that. So now, you know,
Absolutely.
We all know that there is a connection between acne and bacteria. And do you think people with acne need to be on long-term courses of antibiotics to get rid of their bacteria? Are there other alternatives? Because I have to tell you, I see this. I see this all the time. And in my opinion, it is making matters worse in the long run.
Yeah, I think we all are starting to become more and more aware of the overuse of antibiotics and the health problems that are associated with that. And sure, there are absolutely natural products that are antibacterial and effective. I mean, in addition to internal herbs, like I was saying before, even doing topical things on the skin, tea tree oil has shown to be effective against the strains of bacteria that are specifically involved with acne. I always tell people, if you know you're using tea tree oil at home, you need to mix it with a carrier oil, and there are certain that are good for people with acne, like safflower oil, sunflower oil, argan oil, but use at least 5% of tea tree. So, you know, a good solution. And also another cleanser that I like is Manuka honey, which is a good antibacterial cleanser that's, you know, great for daily use.
That's excellent information. And I'm going to cut us off right here because I still have so many more questions to ask you. So where can people find you when this segment is done? Where can they go to hear more about this stuff?
My website is yinyangdermatology.com. It's all one word, yinyangdermatology.com.
Right.
And on Facebook, I have a Facebook page that's also Yin Yang Dermatology. Or if you're in LA on the west side, you know, my office is in Pacific Palisades, so all that can really be found on the website, the information.
Great, because I think that's important. And yes, a lot of people say yang, yeah. but it is yan, so it's W-A-N-G. So, okay, we talked about antibiotics, and of course, long-term use, we know, it's just, gosh, it's just, it's not the way to go. But what about other stronger drugs? Like, I mean, I can't tell you the percentage of folks that walk into my practice who've had a history of acne that've been on Accutane. What do you think about that?
Yeah, acne, Accutane, you know, there's so many serious side effects and mild side effects as well. It's typical that people, their skin will get totally dried out because, you know, this kind of destroys the sebaceous glands. And there are more serious problems, birth defects. People have to sign a pledge to even take Accutane in the first place. Liver disease, depression, all these things. It's kind of a heavy-duty drug that, you know, most people want to avoid. And we, in Chinese medicine, they'll say that cysts and nodules, like that cystic acne that Accutane is generally used for, they come from a buildup of phlegm and dampness, which, in my opinion, herbal medicine will provide the best results to get rid of, but also food is so important for cystic acne. Cheese, milk.
Yeah, you were leading me right into my next question, which is I'm sure that you do, but do you work with people's diet when it comes to individuals with acne?
Absolutely. So sugar, obviously, is you know, and you need to avoid, as well as, you know, heavy dairy products, but also there are foods that are beneficial for people with acne. So I think it's stuff that we all know already. You know, you want to have whole grains like oats and brown rice and quinoa, but also a colorful variety of vegetables, dark leafy greens. You know, vitamin A in vegetables is important. The zinc that, you know, you can get it in food. You don't need to take a supplement, but chicken, beef, seafoods like crab and lobster are high in zinc. Those are all beneficial foods. Beans, excellent. Like garbanzo beans, you know, are good foods to help prevent and treat acne.
Right, and it's interesting because, you know, I have many guests every single, you know, week we do the show, and you just mentioned basically whole foods, whole foods that are not refined, that are not processed, that are not laden with nutritionally valueless chemicals and additives. So, it's, you know, it's not amazing to me, but here we are. We're saying the same thing to heal acne that we do sometimes to heal other things. We're talking about nutrient-dense, plant-strong, colorful whole foods, and I love it. Now,
absolutely.
So let's go from the inside to the outside. A couple questions for you. So benzyl peroxide, I definitely want to hear what your take is on that, because once again, tons of people use it. And then also, do you have any suggestions for masks or other cleansers when it comes to the outside barrier issues and acne?
Sure. I think that topical use of green tea is a great alternative to benzoyl peroxide. It protects against bacteria, tie in antioxidants. So, you know, it really helps with inflammation. And while you're making yourself a cup of tea that you'll wash your face with, you can also make a cup of green tea drink. And that's great for inflammatory.
That's great. You know, I use bentonite clay, but I've never thought about putting a little matcha green tea powder in there. All right, we got 60 seconds.
Absolutely.
What else can you tell me about benzoyl peroxide?
Well, I was just going to add that I love Razul clay in addition to bentonite, you know, that you can... I use Razul clay topically, and you can add all kinds of things in that. Try and see what you like. Lavender,
Antonia,
tea tree,
spell that tea. For me.
Yeah.
I've never heard of that. Spell that for me.
Absolutely. It's R-H-A-S-S-O-U-L. It's from Morocco, and it's a great clay that you can,
All right. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, gosh, thank you so much. I think this is such a tenacious issue for some folks, and you've been so helpful in getting the word out there. This is Antonia Balfour. I am Dr. Holly Lucille. This is Mindful Medicine on Radio MD. You can follow us on Twitter or Facebook at Your Radio MD. And thank you so much for listening. Stay tuned.